Just then, a young woman with short, wavy hair strode quickly into the room, stooping at the snake cage.
"The Rattlers have company tonight," she observed,
reaching for Jack before he could jump away.
"Who have we here? A fine Cannery Row fellow. Let me show you off. Come and dance with me."
All Jack could think about were those jars downstairs. Did any of them have cat bodies inside? He tried to squirm away, but she held him firmly, and soon he was in the middle of the party. In one corner, Doc sat with a long-legged man with a mustache. The two were looking into each other's eyes and speaking so intensely that Jack began to feel a little safer. Those two men were unaware of anything going on around them. Maybe he was safe. But then the woman holding him began to dance and sing along with the music.
"I got the blues, I got the blues. My man's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. Or else he wouldn't have gone so far from me. Lord, Lord."
She reached for one of Jack's paws, holding it up and swaying as she repeated,
"I got the blues, I got the blues."
Still, Doc and the man did not look up. But another man got to his feet and seemed to join the dancing. With one hand on the woman's waist, he guided her to twirl toward him and then away, toward him and then away. First, Jack liked spinning around the room. Was he finally having a real adventure with humans who meant him no harm? But then the room was whirling for Jack, who wondered if these humans got animals dizzy before they took them downstairs and put them in the jars. Finally, the music stopped, and the woman, the man, and Jack all tumbled onto the narrow bed near the front window. The woman was laughing now and petting Jack. For the first time, the man took a careful look at Jack.
"Who have we here?" he asked the woman.
"Joe, you tell me," the woman said. "Is he a Cannery Row cat, or the spirit of a Chinese folktale?"
"Of course, he could be both," the man said more seriously than Jack expected. "Yes, Carol, he could be both. Couldn't you, my fine ebony and alabaster hero? He who shuddered not at the horrors of the underworld and still explored onward and upward, scaling Doc's castle walls and training his magic eye beams on the guardian serpents to let him pass."
Jack was puzzled. Could he possibly be an ebony and alabaster hero? Did he have magic eye beams? Had the Rattlers been guardian serpents? Was the man calling him a hero? Usually Jack ignored human words, but he did understand them when he wanted to, and he was wondering exactly what the man meant.
Joe, the woman said, "I did find him by the Rattlers. Tell me the rest of his story."
The woman seemed to think the man was talking about him.
"Nah, Carol. You found him first. You tell me the rest of his story."
"Maybe I just will one day. The amazing adventures of the Cannery Row